Yeah, hi, is Rudy in?
Yeah, this is.
Hey, Rudy, this is Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. I received your application from Diane. Do you have a minute?
Yep.
Perfect. So, I left a message for, sorry, my brain is a little fried. Andre, he's actually out of the office, so I'll hopefully get a call from later. Do you have the cost on that equipment or no?
$66,000.
Is that 66 even or is there a change?
Nope, 66 even.
Okay. Let me just give you my thoughts. I haven't even pulled your credit yet, and here's my thought. Your business, and I'm assuming you have really good credit, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Hopefully you don't take anything I say the wrong way. I run our stone division. My goal is to treat you the right way. You have exceptionally strong bank statements. I'm sure you're aware that you keep a lot of cash on hand. You are not the typical customer that I often receive. I often receive a lot of customers that have similar sized businesses, but to give you an idea, their average bank balance is sometimes around $10,000 a month. So what I don't want to do is I don't want to set up a program that you're just going to say, hey, look, it doesn't interest me. Because you have such a large amount of liquidity. So to go over the programs that I could offer you, I can offer you anything between 2 to 5 years fixed payment programs. What I would offer you wouldn't be a separation of interest and principal, but I don't want to, you know, give you something and run your credit where you're just going to turn down the offer. I can offer you basically a no money down program with just one payment or two payments due at signing. But I guess the question I would ask you is, what are you looking for in this transaction in terms of monthly payments and terms to make sure we're in the same ballpark?
Like I told you, I didn't really run it that way.
Okay.
I just said, you know, my bank would take 25% down and do the deal.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, you know what? I'd rather save the cash. So that, you know, it's only $13,000 down, but I wanted to keep the money.
Okay.
Liquid. So that's where that's why I was saying, well, you know, what's the interest rate? Because if it was, you know, if you base $66,000, I guess, on, you know, 4.5% or 5%, and whatever that monthly nut is, then that would be what I'm looking for.
Okay. In terms of 4.5 to 5%, I think that comes with a condition of equity, which your bank is essentially relending your. I think the way that you could look at it is your bank's going to relend you your own money with interest. If I add your deposits, you know, that's a completely different thing. What I can offer you, or what Bank of Cardiff, I'm just an employee here, what can offer you is an equipment finance agreement. And there's two ways to evaluate the rate. One, there's going to be a cost of money. There's no dancing around that subject. But on the contract you'll receive from us, it would be an equipment finance agreement. And that's based off a rate multiplier. It doesn't separate out with an amortization schedule the interest and principal. So while I can quote you a simply yearly rate, that's a simple cost of interest per year, I can't quote you an effective APR, which is maybe something you're looking for. But I'd like to quote you kind of idea of rate factors, so I think where we'd come in to see if you'd be interested in this type of program. Do you have a pen handy?
Yes.
Okay. So, and are you, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
All right. So let me give you some ideas of, I think, where we would be. And I'm going to give you kind of our best pricing available, and hopefully we're able to earn your business. And do you ever do leasing or financing with outside lenders besides your bank, or do you always go through your bank?
No, I have, I have two pickups through Chevy.
Okay, manufacturer financing.
Yeah, and then I have my loaders through Volvo, which is manufacturer financing.
Okay. Have you ever worked with an outside financing company such as ourself?
Yes. Yeah.
You have? Oh, who have you worked with previously?
I work with, I guess he's through Great American Financial.
Great America Financial Services out of, I think they're in the Midwest, correct?
I guess, I don't know.
Okay. They do like a lot of, what do you guys finance with them? They do a lot of technology equipment, like phone systems, copiers. What do you end up financing with them?
Guillotines.
Okay. Yeah, I think we've got similar terms and rates to them, so let me quote you where I think we would be off, and then you can let me know what you think. So let's kind of bring this up. I think I could probably get you approved with one payment due at signing. Like I said, you've got everything that's exceptionally strong. There's nothing wrong with your file. I think if we finance the whole $66,000, one payment due at signing, you're looking at payments probably in the range of about 1325 to 1385. I think a good solid number is probably 1350 is where you'd come in. The rate factor I'm quoting you, and I can get you documents today on that, would be a 0.02045, which is it's pretty darn competitive. But that's what I think we'd be at for a really super strong deal such as this. I can also offer you, if you're looking to minimize your payback, I can offer you something as short as, say, 2 years. It really depends on what you'd like to accomplish. The real advantage we'd have here is this, without dancing around anything. You've got everything perfect, so it really comes down to, if you're looking for that super low cost of interest, your bank's going to crush us because, A, you've got a super bank quality deal, and B, you've got a lot of money with them. So where our advantage is that we're going to have a slightly higher payment, but not require any really money down, just one payment.
Right. We'll say we did it for 4 years.
On 4 years, sorry, I've got someone beeping through. They've beeped through 3 times. Give me 10 seconds. I'll just tell them I'll call them back. I hope it's not urgent. Give me 1 second here. Hi, are you there?
Yep.
Sorry about that. No rest for the weary. You said 4 years?
Yes.
I would think a payment on there is going to be around $1,650 a month on a 4-year term. This transactions, I see a lot of these transactions where customers say, hey, I don't want to go through the hassle of dealing with my bank. I don't want to put this money down. And so our advantage is really a little more interest for us, but at the same time, very more hands-off and also an additional relationship. You know, I'd like the opportunity to work with you on other transactions if you have it.
Yep.
Do you want me to quote you on any other numbers, like 3 years?
So you're basically 79.2.
I'm sorry?
79,200 at 1650 would be my payback.
Let's run these numbers. Over 4 years, yeah, 79.2 including your first payment. If you looked at, say, 60 months, and you're looking around 1350, the payback is 81. You know, I don't, after seeing your file, like I said, I haven't even pulled your credit. I'm not going to pull your credit unnecessarily. Our offer would be getting your I get your documents today. You've got a very, very strong file. So unless there's something I'm completely missing, I'm going to assume that your business credit is good. I'm going to assume your personal credit's good. So I'm going to quote you rate factors that I think you'd easily qualify for, because you have a really low-risk trial.
Yeah.
And in terms of shipping, I know you said you wanted to pay for it, but one of the highlights of our program is that we actually allow the financing of soft costs. So how much does shipping cost?
I don't even know.
Is it like a grand?
Pick it up. Yeah, it's not much. Yeah.
Okay, but that's another advantage we offer, right? I know business owners think in terms of cash flow. You can pay cash for that, but my programs, I can go up to 20% of the cost being install, freight, delivery, setup. So instead of you having to put $1,000 out of your pocket, I could roll that into the financing, and it's 100% allowed, as long as the total cost doesn't exceed 20%. So if your invoice is $67,000, you just multiply that number by 20%, and as long as that number, that shipping or that soft cost, a non-asset cost is a soft cost, a cost that isn't collateral, we can roll that in. And that's another advantage of our programs.
Okay, so basically, layman's terms, $66,000 is going to cost $1,320 a month.
That's the low end. I think you'd be around $1,350. I want to quote your number. $1,650,
sorry.
If you want to do, say, 4 years, would probably be at about $1,650. And just to quote you, I'm more than happy to quote you on 3 years. On 3 years, I think you'd be looking at payments around $2,130 a month. If you want to look at it from like a cost of money, the best deal is 5 years because it's the lowest cost per year. But it's just really about payments and what makes you most comfortable. You got a great file. You'd be surprised how many people call me and say, hey, I've got 800 credit, everything's perfect, I got a lot of money in the bank. And then that isn't true, but.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let me see. All right, so 5 years is 1320.
5 years would be around 1320 to 1380. I think a great number to focus on is about 1350. Your payback on 5 years, I would do 1350 times 60 months. That is a very accurate number. And if I can go lower to that 1320, great. I'm not a fan of quoting these super, super low numbers and then not being there and have people say, hey, you told me X. So I think 1350 is a very good number.
Okay.
How often do you buy equipment, by the way?
I don't know. You know, the company's 5 years old. Can you hold on 1 second?
Sure, of course.
Sorry.
So, and you have very good personal credit, correct?
Yeah. Well, I think my credit's like I'm probably in the mid sevens.
Yeah. Yeah, so basically what I can do and what we do for customers is we are a relationship-based bank. So what we allow you to do is, and we've done this for actually a lot of Dana's customers where we've done multiple deals for them. I'm sorry, you're working with Andre there, where you could call us and say, hey, look, we go up to $150,000 with basically no questions asked. So you're able to call us and say, hey, look, I'm looking for this used piece of equipment. It's 30 grand. It's first come, first serve. Can you finance it? Absolutely. So, and we do vehicles and equipment, both new and used.
Right. Well, you asked, I mean, I probably spent, I don't know, this year, last year with Andre, I bought the a C-frame and a big H-frame, probably around $350,000 with him last year.
How did you finance those?
Through my bank.
Okay. And how much money were you putting down to do that?
25%.
Okay. So I think kind of, and one of the things you're getting, so you said 350, so you gave them a lot of money, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So just
that's
to kind of...
That's my other company. That's not even Arstone. That's my other company.
Oh, you have another company? How old is that company?
That's a year old. That's a new one that we just started. This company here, Arstone, we're 5 years old.
Okay.
And so, I purchased... three pieces from Andre.
Okay.
Four pieces from Andre now.
All right. I think kind of the way that I see it is, and I think kind of without taking too many liberties, I've dealt with a lot of customers that have similar profiles. You said you got really good credit, and I have a lot of customers that meet that profile, and their whole fear is basically they are leveraging their very, very good credit, and they're leveraging their very, very good cash position to get great deals. But that only lasts for, quote unquote, so long. So basically, what we offer is the ability for you to say, hey, look, rather than looking at this, so you're getting a piece of equipment, I'm sure that brings you revenue, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so the way that we're going to look at your transaction is much different than a manufacturer finance company. The manufacturer finance company, they're incentivized to lend to you. They want to help the manufacturer sell money. Oftentimes, that's owned by them. But where we can help out and where our relationship lies is we look at equipment traditionally from a revenue standpoint, not a, hey, equity standpoint. So I'll give you an example. I have a customer right now. I'm sure you're familiar with CNC machines, correct?
Yes.
Do you have any CNC machines?
No.
Okay. Well, they have a big CNC machine. What?
Yeah. Different business.
Different business. Absolutely. You know, the next step, the polishing side, the more retail or wholesale side in your business.
Right.
But so why is this customer financing with us? Can tell you, customer's perfect, great credit, financials, they make a lot of money, they show good income on their tax returns, their banks offer them a loan. Their bank actually isn't requiring 20% down. They're actually requiring 10% down in an origination fee. But from my customer's perspective, it's a $250,000 CNC. Plus, there's install costs that they can't finance. So there's about 30 grand of install. So I can write the deal with them for two payments due at signing. Their bank's requiring 25 grand down, an origination fee of 3 grand, plus the 30 grand they've got to pay out of pocket. And so the way that we really look at transactions, no dancing around the issue is, this equipment will do X for this business. This is the revenue that it will bring in. And a lot of customers want to match up a payment to that equipment. They don't want to keep on chucking cash towards it.
Yeah.
It's just a different way of thinking.
Yeah. Okay.
And what I'd like to do is... Yeah, what I like to do is this. I'm not going to pull your credit without your... I mean, I have your application, but I don't like play games with people. I've quoted you numbers that I think are pretty accurate for a five-year-old business with good credit. I'd like the opportunity to earn your business. Why don't you think about if this makes sense? If it does, give me a holler. I can get your transaction approved, give you some final numbers, and give you documents.
Okay.
And regarding the shipping, I can finance that. I know that doesn't seem like a big deal. I'm not going to push you on it, but it is another grant out of your pocket that you can roll in.
Yeah. Okay. I'll talk to Andre about that part. I mean, I might even just send my own truck to pick it up, so.
That's okay.
Okay. All right, so let me get it straight. 4 years, we're about $1,650. 5 years is $1,320.
Let's bring that back. Yeah, I think and I'm quoting you with one payment down, and so 47 remaining, and then on 4 years, and I'm quoting you as one payment down with 59 remaining. This is based off me assuming that yours has really good credit, but like I said, I don't want to run your credit without kind of going over some terms so you understand what the payments would look like.
Okay. All right, let me talk to Doug. He's my partner. See what he
okay. Does. Yeah, let me know. I'm here to help.
Okay. Thank you.
You got it, sir.
A little bit. Thanks for
having me. Bye-bye.